without diving too much into the stereotype, I think that we can all agree that men find it incredibly difficult to pick up on even the most blatant hints right in front of them, especially when it comes to women and dating. Now, there are your Jacks and your Tylers who assume all women think that they are God's gift to the earth and that they should kiss the ground that they walk on. Now, trust me, these guys can make a woman question if it's worth it and reach for her own toys. So we can spot these guys from a mile away and avoid them at all costs. However, there are also the Dannys and the Erics, and these guys wouldn't know a flirting woman if she stood in front of him and slapped him across the face. Sometimes this can be cute and the obliviousness of, wait, what? They like me? Yeah, it's kind of refreshing from time to time, but it's uber frustrating to feel like you've got to spell it out for them, and sometimes it can lead to just walking away from the dance floor. So, to help with this conundrum, we've got a list of some pointers and signs to look out for to see if Becky across the bar is giving you the eye, or maybe she just has a loose eyelash which is starting to come out. Now, these could be the differences between a Tyler and an Eric. And trust me, you guys would rather be the Eric. So let's dive in deep, like and subscribe. The first to make it on our list is touching. Touching can be the simplest form of flirting that a woman can do, and more often than not, it is so subtle that you might miss it. You've got the touch of the arm when they are laughing, or there's the reaching for the same piece of cutlery as you. Yep, it's intentional. And then we've even got the swipe of the leg when you're sat next to each other. Any excuse to touch you and enter your little bubble is exciting for us girls. It's also a good excuse to poke your muscles and imagine what's underneath those long sleeve shirts. Body language. Women are highly intuitive, and body language is really important as an indicator of if the situation around them is going well or going horribly bad and needs to end and get out. Pay attention to how she mirrors your arms and the placement of her legs when you are in conversation. Crossed arms are seen as a barrier between the two of you. If her arms are not open, the conversation ain't flowing the way that you want it to be. Just imagine that she has Captain America's shield in front of her, and there's no way that you are getting past that shield. If you are sitting beside each other and her knees are pointing towards you, this is a great indication that she's fully into the conversation and she feels intrigued and safe beside you. Meeting friends and family. As natural homemakers, women don't introduce every Tom, Dick, and Harry to their inner circle of friends, and more importantly, their family. These people make up a safe space for her. This step is quite important and very, very crucial, as it can take you from casually dating to a relationship with just one visit. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people have been in a tight relationship with their family, or maybe they only have one or two friends, but either are very important to them. So an introduction is a really good sign that things are going well. So be aware of the best friend. She is always going to be protective and, most importantly, going to hit you with the, if you hurt her, I will hurt you speech. It's a given, just smile and nod, and you don't need to get defensive and start flexing those muscles. Questions, questions, questions. As annoying as it may be to feel like you are on a talk show talking about your autobiography, this is a really good sign if a girl is asking you questions. Whether it's questions about yourself, your ambitions in life, your past, or your thoughts, this shows that she's interested in all of you and trying to get to know you on a deeper level than just what meets the eye. Women tend to make mental notes of some of the answers and store them away for future references. For example, that chocolate donut you got from that store about 4 years ago, well, she will probably go and find it and surprise you with it one day. Doesn't sound like a huge surprise, but the intimate details and the significance to you is a huge deal for her. Her go-to person. Normally, this job would fall on the head of her best friend, her sister, or someone in her life that she is extremely close to and feels completely safe and secure around. The more time you spend with her, the more likely you will become her go-to person. Now, this could be anything from the first person she wants to tell about her day or the first person that springs to mind when she hears something like win two tickets to blah 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 on the radio. It's not meant to feel like a job role, so don't panic, thinking that you've got to have all these answers and bullet points ready for when the time comes. It happens naturally, and to be honest, it happens without talking about it, which means you are doing something right. Have you eaten? One of the most telling signs a girl can do that shows clear signs that she cares about you, has feelings for you, and wants to be with you, is constantly asking you what you've eaten that day. It sounds so simple to some because it probably sounds a bit silly, but the thought process behind it is actually really endearing and cute. When you don't eat, you're not really taking care of yourself, and more than often, you could feel sick, you know, hunger pains. So a girl asking if you've eaten that day is essentially her asking if you've looked after yourself and given your body what it needs to generate energy to get through the day. Communication. If she is constantly blowing up your phone with text, Snapchat, Instagram comments and likes, basically any form of social media interaction, she's into you. It gets to a certain point when it's not necessarily what you're talking about and more towards just the idea of talking to you that becomes a comfort and a pleasure for girls. The conversations don't have to be deep, she's just happy to be talking to you in general. Now that being said, having those deep and meaningful conversations are important too. It allows her to establish where she thinks she fits into your life. Do you feel safe enough to know about what her fears are? Is she important enough to be the first person that you tell any news to? These are clear indications for girls that you are into her, and for you, it's a massive indicator that she's into you. Plans. If she is including you in plans that can seem kind of boring to you, it means that she's trying to spend all of the time that she can with you. For example, she may ask you to run some errands with her, to go to the store, go to a walk in a park, or just to get in those daily steps. These are things she can clearly do on her own and probably in a smaller time frame too, but she's expanding them to get as much time as she can to hang out with you and to complete her to-do list at the very same time. Future plans. I know, this one can be daunting, can't it? So listen up before you go off the deep end and run for the hills. Future plans can be anything from we should totally go to that new theme park that just opened up next month, all the way to the can we get a dog and a white picket fence when we move in together. There is a spectrum, so don't panic, but making any type of plan for the future is a really good sign that she sees a future with you and wants to kind of lightly map out what could happen if things continue exactly the way that they are. Social media. Last but not least, she posts you on social media. Over the past 10 years, we've seen technology completely transform how we communicate and display aspects of our own personal lives for all to see. Social media has massively become a person's CV, in a sense, for the masses to see. If a girl posts a picture with you on her Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or any other social media platform, she's totally into you. Not only are all those guys who think she's cute and wants to be in your position will see it, but her friends and family will too. It's a personal preference of how important you view social media as a factor, but overall, becoming a Facebook official couple is a thing nowadays. Now, obviously, these 10 points can vary depending on the girl, but this is just a general backbone of what to look out for when dating. Everybody wants to be successful in the dating scene, right? And nobody wants to read the signs wrong and miss their opportunity for happiness. So put those night vision goggles on, get out there and start looking for those little boxes to tick if you are ever confused about if a girl wants to date you or not. So good luck and may the odds forever be in your favor. Happy dating. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.